Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on forbearance, on tolerance, and at the same time being lenient towards the believers. So today's hadith, an Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala ukhbirukum bima yahrumu ala an-nari, aw biman tahrumu alayhi an-nar, tahrumu ala kulli qareebin hayyinin layyinin sahlin, rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that should I not inform you of the person who is unlawful for the hellfire. In other words, it's haram for him to go in Jahannam. It's haram for him to go to Jahannam. So who is unlawful for Jahannam, for hellfire, or the one whom Jahannam is unlawful. So either he is haram for Jahannam or Jahannam is haram for him. In other words, these two won't mix. This person and Jahannam won't mix. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that should I not inform you of who that person is. Either he is haram for Jahannam or Jahannam is haram for him. He is unlawful for Jahannam or Jahannam is unlawful for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained so beautifully. It is haram, it is unlawful for every person who is close to people, soft, lenient and easy going. In other words, this person's akhlaq is impeccable, the way he conducts himself. This obviously is now with regards to things other than things that are totally unlawful, un-Islamic, incorrect. Then a person can't say, now that I am easygoing, I'm lenient, I do everything, even those things that are wrong. Here he's talking specifically about those things that are right. In matters that are right, this person's style is such, he's so beautiful that he's lenient, he's soft, he's an easygoing person, he's not very difficult in the way he does things, he's accommodating, his akhlaq is so beautiful. So on this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, he terminates and he brings an end to this chapter. The last part of this heading of this chapter was being lenient, and under this hadith, under this part of being lenient, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought such a beautiful hadith. Can you imagine? Person that is really worried about Jahannam, is very worried about Akhirah, that on that side, my whole life I made effort to go into Jannah, my whole life was the focus of Jannah, my whole life was I must be saved in Akhirah. Everything was about how on that day I can be saved from Jahannam, I can go into Jannah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving an easy prescription in those things that are permissible, those things that are correct. We should have this type of approach, this type of attitude, that we are easygoing, we are lenient, we are kind. We see somebody, we smile at them. It's our parents, we talk nicely and talk with respect. It is our family members, we are good. It's our staff, we are good with them. It's the person that's working, the domestic that is working at home, we are good akhlaq with them also. So everyone, this person is an easygoing, nice person. And you'll find generally when a person like that got akhlaq, that type of attitude, that type of ways, everyone starts liking that person. Even though that person may not have a lot of wealth, he may not be a popular person also in terms of being from a very affluent family or background, but his akhlaq makes him popular, his style, his way makes him popular, and not only popular amongst the people of the world, even the malaika find this person a popular person. Even the malaika start liking this person. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, he makes an announcement to Jibreel, that, oh Jibreel, I love this person, you also love this person. In terms, Jibreel alayhi salam makes an announcement to the malaika, oh malaika, that Allah loves this person, you also love this person. Eventually, what happens, that love starts coming down, and there is acceptance for him in this world. And what happens when to a person that is a sinner, he's a person that's doing all types of wrong, he tries to market himself from bottom up. Here the respect and the love is coming from top down, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being marketed, and then it comes to the person who tries not to market himself. But with regards to sinners and people of this world, they all want to market themselves. They feel that we need to market ourselves, either it's Facebook, Instagram, social media, this way, that way. But that marketing is not coming from the top, it's coming from the bottom. That type of marketing is very, very short-lived. So long as the person has got the money, for example, if people want to know him, he's got the position, people want to know him, he has got a certain type of influence, people want to know him. The moment these three things are gone, that money, that influence, that popularity, all that, if these three things are gone, then now the same person, people don't want to know him any longer, because they only knew him for that. So Allah Ta'ala make it such that Allah Pak loves us. That is the main thing. If Allah Ta'ala loves us, then all our work will be taken care of. But the way for that to come is we must strive to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every facet of our life. Leave out every guna and trying to do everything that is correct. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. Try and come early for the Jummah Salah. From the morning we start mentally preparing and preparing. Today is Jummah, let me plan already that I want to be in the masjid before the azan. So try and come early for Jummah Salah. Recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage our family to recite Suratul Kahf. Our free time, just keep reading salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful day to just keep reading salawat, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And try and plan that before Maghrib Salah we in the masjid, taking advantage of dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.